You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. This week we've been checking in with Voting Block. That's a project involving reporters from WNYC and New Jersey news organizations. They're spending time in one neighborhood talking about the upcoming governor's election. To wrap up our week of intensive coverage, we're joined now by WNYC's Nancy Solomon. Hey, Nancy.
Hi, Jamie.
So the election is just 6 weeks away.
Yeah, we're in the home stretch.
How many blocks are participating in the Voting Block project?
Well, so we've got the original five blocks from our reporting partnership. That's West Orange, a suburb just outside of Newark. That's the one I'm covering. Westwood in Bergen County, Long Valley, which is a rural affluent stretch of western Jersey. Jackson, which is a rural pocket between Trenton and the Jersey Shore. And Polesboro, a working class industrial town across the river and south of Philadelphia. And now we have local online news blogs participating with another dozen or so blocks.
A lot of diversity, variety there. I imagine arguing politics with your neighbors could be stressful. And we've heard some of the fireworks that go with your block in West Orange.
Right. There have been some pretty heated conversations, but they're more about Donald Trump than they are about the governor's race. Hmm. What surprised me is how everyone comes back. They love these block parties. And they say that, you know, the real lesson is not that they're going to change anyone's mind, but that they're coming to understand how people voted and why. So, you know, in these days of political divisiveness, that's encouraging. And in Westwood, the Bergen Record reporter, Catherine Carrera, was surprised when her neighbors returned having done some research.
And they found out that most of their tax dollars go towards the public school system, and they're kind of okay with that.
That's pretty impressive. Are you seeing any significant differences across the state in what people want to talk about or what they have to say about the governor's race?
Yeah, the issues that are important to people change given the geography and the politics in New Jersey. So, for instance, in Newark, the big issue is development and gentrification. In Ortley Beach, which was hit hard by Sandy, it's property taxes and sea level rise brought on by global warming. And here is Thomas Letito of Long Valley, who objects to Republican Kim Guandano's circuit breaker plan to cut property taxes. He's a Republican, but he doesn't think it's realistic. Then again, he doesn't like Democrat Phil Murphy's plan to raise money through legalizing marijuana or raising income taxes on millionaires.
I'm against it because there's not enough millionaires to pay that fund. We're talking billions, not hundreds of millions. That's a huge difference. And I'm against the legalization of marijuana because I fear for my own safety of people driving around stoned. Because people that smoke pot believe they are bulletproof, and they're not.
Well, people driving around stoned, I guess that is something to think about. And I understand even your town is getting into the action.
Yes, Maplewood has joined the fray. Our local news blog, The Village Green, is spending time on Elmwood Avenue, where the owner of Les Saisons, the only B&B in town, has a Trump piñata in his house. But get this. He's a Trump supporter.
What?
His son wanted him to bash it and gave him the gift, but instead he keeps it whole. So I guess, you know, you could go either way with a Trump pinata. And as Republican as he is, he didn't express any enthusiasm for Kim Guandano. So that's a clue that explains her 20-point deficit behind Phil Murphy in polling.
So fascinating, Nancy. We're going to be checking in with our voting blocks throughout the election season. And you can find the stories on our series page at WNYC.org. And if you would like to pose a question to the candidates, you can fill out the form at WNYC.org/askthecandidates. And we will do our best to get you an answer. WNYC's Nancy Solomon, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jamie.